الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected elders and brothers, in the sixth year after Hijrah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a very beautiful dream. What is this dream? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that he was entering Makkah Mukarramah in a state of peace. There was nobody to harm him, nobody to attack him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw himself going towards Makkah Mukarramah to fulfill his nusuk, to fulfill his umrah. As a result of this, and we must remember that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left Makkah Mukarramah, or he was expelled from Makkah Mukarramah 5 or 6 years later, and he was residing in Madinah Munawwara. And those who were in Makkah Mukarramah were actually the enemies. It was Darul Harb, Darul Kufr. And these people had great hatred in their hearts for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba. In fact, these were the clear enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madinah Munawwara was Darul Islam, and Makkah Mukarramah at that time was Darul Kufr, Darul Harb. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this dream, and he made that intention now that he will start making effort and he will go towards Makkah Mukarramah with the intention to complete his Umrah. So in Dhul Qa'da of the sixth year, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from Madinah Munawwara, and many Sahaba joined him, excited, anticipating this Umrah trip, and they headed towards Makkah Mukarramah. When the mushrikun of Makkah Mukarramah, the Quraysh and the leaders of Makkah Mukarramah at that time had heard that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming, so they prepared or they made some arrangements. They sent Khalid bin Walid, who later became radiallahu anhu, at that time he was not a Muslim, to intercept this army and to prevent them from entering, or to intercept this group and prevent them from entering Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard about this, and he chose an alternate route to enter Makkah. He entered from the Masfala area, and he camped in an area which is known as Hudaybiyah. This area was once upon a time a watering hole, there was a well over there, but at that time there was no water. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stopped there. And Sahaba complained, Ya Rasulallah, there's no water in this area, what do we do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took out a bow from his quiver, he gave it to a Sahabi, and he told him to descend into a well, to plunge it into the ground, and thereafter, Sahaba radiallahu anhum noticed that water started flowing from this well. Sahaba radiallahu anhum drank, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank, and thereafter negotiations began with the people of Makkah. What is the topic? What is the subject? Will the Muslims be allowed to go in and make their Umrah successfully? There was some back and forth. The Quraysh, some of them were not interested in any negotiations. But those who were a bit more intelligent from amongst them realized that, listen, this group of people, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his people, they are not to be messed with. Previously, we took them to be like a ragtag group. But after we were defeated in Badr, after we defeated in Khandaq, we realize that, listen, we have to sit at the table and negotiate with them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on one side, and the Quraysh are constantly sending people to negotiate with them. At the same time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends Uthman bin Affan as a dignitary to go into Makkah Mukarramah and speak to them directly. Uthman radiallahu anhu continued. The disbelievers sent a person by the name of Suhail bin Amr to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for final stages of discussion. And so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was pleased, he was happy to deal with him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into a discussion with him, and the contents of it, the agreement was such, that number one, the Muslims will not make Umrah this year, we will go back to Madinah Munawwara. Number two, if there is any, for the next 10 years, there will be peace between the two groups. There will be no fighting, no war. Number three, if any person from Makkah wishes to come to Medina, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we will send him back to Makkah, we won't allow him to enter. But if any person from Madinah Munawwara wants to go to Makkah, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we will allow him to do it. Sahaba, they're wondering, how can we give in to such agreements? Outwardly, these seems to be going against us. Umar radiallahu anhu is perturbed, he's upset. He goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَسْنَا عَلَى الْحَقِّ وَهُمْ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ. Are we not upon the truth and they upon falsehood? أَلِيسَ قَتْلَانَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَقَتْلَاهُمْ فِي النَّارِ. Are not those from amongst us who passed away in Jannah and those from amongst them who died in Jahannam? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Bala, certainly. Nabi Umar radiallahu says, O Nabi of Allah, why are we settling for something less? Why are we settling for something less? Umar radiallahu, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advises him, listen, O Umar, Allah will not allow the action of the Nabi to ever go to waste. Umar is still upset. Umar is still upset. He goes to Abu Bakr to complain. Says the same thing. Alisa qatlana fil jannati wa qatlahum fil nar. Abu Bakr, his response was similar to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Umar, take it easy. Allah will not allow this to go to waste. Eventually, Uthman radiallahu anhu goes into Makkah. A false rumor comes that Uthman has been killed. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba are a bit upset. They decide under the Samura tree, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam takes bay'at with the Sahaba. What is the bay'at? Al-bay'atu ala al-maut. We will fight until death. For in what? In retaliation, in retribution for them killing Uthman. Eventually news came, and this became known as Bay'atul Ridwan, and it is a very, very famous part of our history. Eventually Uthman radiallahu anhu came back, or eventually the news came that Uthman radiallahu anhu is alive. He hadn't been killed. And so Sahaba radiallahu anhum now head back towards Madinah Munawwara as per the agreement. As per the agreement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala somewhere along the journey, He revealed some ayat. لَقَدَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ Allah is pleased with your action. When you took bay'at under the tree of Samura in the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is pleased with that. In the end of the ayat, Allah says, وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا وَمَغَانِمَ كَثِيرَةً يَأْخُذُونَهَا Allah will soon grant them a glorious victory. A glorious victory. And a lot of spoils of war and ghanimat are going to come into the empire of the Muslims. So that was the crux of this ayat. Umar radiallahu and Sahaba, they are at ease. They ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is this really a fact? Is this really a victory for us? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam affirms it is a victory for us. Under the commentary of this verse, Imam Qurtubi and others write that the sequence of events which were to follow all made up this victory. This fathan qariba wa maghanima kathira all made up the following events which will take place towards the end of the sixth year after Hijrah and going into seven. And that's where our topic starts today, inshallah. This is the month of Muharram. This is the month of Muharram 1448. If we turn the clock back to the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in the month of Muharram, the Ghazwa and the battle of Khaybar took place. The battle of Khaybar. A very famous battle, a huge and momentous victory for the believers. And inshallah we will explain why. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes back to Makkah Mukarramah. He spends the balance of Dhul Hijjah in Makkah Mukarramah. Sorry. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes back to Madina Munawwara. He spends the balance of Dhul Hijjah in Madina Munawwara. And the next year, Muharram, the next year, which is the seventh year after Hijrah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now is the time for you to go wage war against the people of Khaybar. Who were the people of Khaybar? Khaybar was a city or a town, a very well populated, a booming city which belongs to the Jews, which was about 150, 160 kilometers out of Madina Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gets the army ready. So what is the reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was going, or why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this command to go and attack them? These Jews, treacherous Jews as it is their nature, they had agreements with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we're not going to interfere with you, but eventually they added to the numbers and they incited violence against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the battle of Khandaq. As we know from history, we don't deal very well with traitors. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he got the command and now he set out with about 1,400 sahaba heading towards Khaybar, 150 kilometers outside Madina Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is traveling. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it's a long journey. One sahabi, they speak amongst themselves, he addresses a person by the name of Amir. Amir bin al-Akwa' radiallahu anhu. Ala tusmi'una min hunayhatik? O Amir, why don't you keep the mood? We're traveling, it's a long distance. Why don't you sing some poetry for us? Keep us moving. So Amir bin al-Akwa' radiallahu anhu, he was a known poet. He begins, Lawla anta mahtadayna, wala tasaddaqna, wala sallayna. فاغفر فداء لك ما اتقينا وأنزلن سكينة علينا وثبت الأقدام إن لاقينا إنا إذا صيح بنا أتينا. The khulasa of this, oh Allah, had it not been for you, we would have been nothing. We would have not been able to perform salah, we would not be able to give zakat, nothing. Oh Allah, we're heading towards this area. Send your sakina upon us. Keep us strong in the battlefield. Oh Allah, you know and we know that when the call for jihad comes, we are ready. We are ready. Another riwayat, وَبِالصِّيَاحِ قَدْ عَوَّلُوا عَلَيْنَا. These people, they've gathered, they've made the announcement, they've gathered their people, they're ready to attack us. Another riwayat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَدْ بَغَوْا عَلَيْنَا إِذَا أَرَادُوا فِتْنَةً أَبَيْنَا. Oh Allah, these people, whenever they want to start their mischief, whenever they want to start their shirk and their disbelief, you know that we will never back down from them. Sahaba continue. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears this. Who is that? Man is-sa'iq? Who is this one that is spurring on the caravan? Amir bin al-Aqwa, radiyallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Yarhamuhullah, Yarhamuhullah. Oh Allah, have mercy on him. Sahaba knew, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes this dua, it means that this person will soon be martyred in the battle. Inshallah, we'll come to that. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches Khaybar. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches at night. It was a noble habit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he will not attack a people at night, he will wait for the next day. If he hears azan, then he will not attack at all. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent the night outside Khaybar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters over there. He sees in the morning, the Jews are coming out. They don't know the army is here. In fact, some riwayat say, for a long time they used to go out in the morning. There were people who were farmers, but they used to have some sort of army with them because they knew the attack from Sahaba and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is imminent. But they, for some reason, this morning they were not prepared. They came out. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees them. Allahu Akbar. Kharibat Khaybaru. Allah is the greatest. Soon this area will be conquered. Soon this area will be left to ruins. Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadhihi al-qariya wa khayra ahliha wa khayra ma fiha. Oh Allah, we're asking you for the best of this area and the best of its people and for the best of whatever is contained in it. Wa na'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ahliha wa sharri ma fiha. Oh Allah, we seek your protection from all its evil. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the dua and then he entered Khaybar. Sahaba radiallahu anhum set up camp around Khaybar. Khaybar was a huge city and it was made up of different forts. So people from different tribes, they used to stay within their own fort. There was about 6 or 7, there's ikhtilaf, there's difference of opinion, how many. But there were about 6 or 7 forts in Khaybar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba are getting ready. The first fort, the fort of Na'im, it falls very, very easily. Sahaba conquer it. One Sahabi, Mahmud bin Maslama radiallahu anhu, he becomes shaheed. Second fortress, and this is the main one, the fortress of Qamus with a sword. Qamus with a sword. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's suffering from a headache. Some ulama explained it was like a migraine. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unable to leave himself, so he's in his tent. So the first day he sends Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, oh Abu Bakr, you go and sort them out. Abu Bakr goes. He tries, unsuccessful, comes back home. Comes back to the main camp. Second day, Umar sends Umar. Try, Umar, go and fight. Umar tries harder. Riwayat mentioned he fought even harder than Abu Bakr and his group. Comes back unsuccessful. Sahaba, uneasy. What's the next plan of action? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. He makes an announcement. لَأُعْطِيَنَّ الرَّايَةَ غَدًا. Tomorrow I am going to give this flag to someone. رَجُلًا, such a man. يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. He loves Allah and the Messenger. وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And Allah and His Messenger love him. Sahaba are anxious. Umar radiallahu anhu says, I never spent the night, or I never ever desired leadership like how I desired it on that day. What a dua that he made for him. Another riwayat, يَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ. أو كما قال, Allah will grant him success and Allah will allow this conquest to take place at his hands. Next morning, Sahaba gathered. They're waiting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about to make the great announcement, the big announcement. Who is this person? People are putting themselves forward, trying to get the attention of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the announcement. Aina Ali ibn Abi Talib? Where is Ali? Where is Ali ibn Abi Talib? Sahaba looking around. Ali is not around. So one Sahabi tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's suffering from an eye problem. Ramada. He's suffering from an eye problem. Ramida. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, call him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls him. Ali radiallahu anhu. They speak. What happened? I got a bit of an issue with my eye. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts his Mubarak saliva in his hand. Some ulama say, or explanations, some in the palm, center of the palm of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or some just below this finger of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rubs it in his eye, and Ali radiallahu anhu says, from that day, I never ever suffered an eye problem. Ali radiallahu anhu gets ready. He has a few sahaba. They go towards the fortress. Now they're ready to attack. In the fortress, from all the fortresses of Khaybar, this was the biggest. This was the wealthiest. It had the most loot waiting for sahaba. But again, we just couldn't conquer it. Ali radiallahu anhu goes forward. There is one fighter, one great warrior from amongst the Jews. His name is Marhab. Marhab al-Yahudi. Great fighter. He comes forward. He's waiting. He's looking. قَدْ عَلِمَتْ خَيْبَرُ أَنِّي مَرْحَبُ شَاكِ السِّلَاحِ بَطَلٌ مُجَرَّبُ إِذَا الْحُرُوبُ أَلْقَتْ تَلَهَّبُ. Khaybar knows who I am. I am Marhab. I came fully armed, I'm ready, and I'm brave. When the flames of war are ignited, you know I'm in the front line. Amir bin al-Aqwa, according to one explanation. The same person who we said Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him, may Allah have mercy on him, he comes forward. قَدْ عَلِمَتْ خَيْبَرُ أَنِّي عَامِرُ شَاكِ السِّلَاحِ بَطَلٌ مُغَامِرُ. Khaybar knows that I am Amir. I am ready, I am equipped, I am brave. I am, what we can say, daring in the battle. Unfortunately, Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his sword was not long enough. And during the altercation with Marhab, he ends up cutting his, just above his knee. And as a result of this wound, he passes away, he becomes shaheed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assures sahaba that he is definitely a shaheed. In fact, he got double reward. Now, who's left? This person, Marhab, is still there. He managed somehow, by hook or by crook, to defeat Amir. Ali radiallahu anhu is sitting somewhere there. Now, just to put you in the picture, Ali radiallahu anhu, contrary to what many of us have in our mind regarding him, he was a short, stout, dark person. Ali radiallahu anhu was short, he had a nice, well-sized stomach, he had huge forearms, as the riwayat mentioned. And he was strong, extremely strong. Ali radiallahu anhu heard some information that Marhab, this Jew, he saw a dream last night that a lion is going to maul him. Ali heard information that Marhab, the Jew, saw a dream that a lion is going to maul him. So Ali radiallahu anhu, taking advantage of the situation, he comes forward in the middle of everyone. أَنَا الَّذِي سَمَّتْنِي أُمِّي حَيْدَرًا. I am the one my mother called me Haydar. Haydan in Arabic translates as lion. كَلَيْثِ غَابَاتٍ كَرِيهِ الْمَنْظَرَةِ. I am a vicious fighter. And in this mawqa, there's no room for acting like, you know, I'm so humble and things like that. No, no. This is a time for jihad. كَلَيْثِ غَابَاتٍ كَرِيهِ الْمَنْظَرَةِ. أُوَفِّيهِمْ بِالصَّاعِ كَيْلَ السَّنْدَرَةِ. The khulasa translation of that. When I come out to fight, I'm coming lock, stock and barrel. Lock, stock and barrel. You know, you're going to fall. Ali radiallahu anhu goes forward. There are a few back and forth. Ali radiallahu anhu strikes him in the middle of his helmet and he pierces right through his head. He defeats him immediately. Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They are screaming the takbir. They are shouting the takbir. They are happy. They are excited. Ali radiallahu anhu grips the head of Marhab. He comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulallah, this is for you. The battle is still continuing. Yasir, the brother of Marhab, his brother just died. Yasir comes forward. Yasir comes the same. قَدْ عَلِمَتْ خَيْبَرُ أَنِّي يَاسِرُ. Khaybar knows I'm Yasir. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is looking amongst his ranks. Who's going to come forward? Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam comes forward. Who is Az-Zubayr? Az-Zubayr is the cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His mother is Safiya. Safiya bin Abdul Muttalib, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father's sister. Safiya was a poet. She became a Muslim. But she was very strict on Zubair. She was very strict on him. From the time he was young, she used to give him hiding. Sahaba or people in Makkah Mukarrama, they used to walk past Safiya. Why are you hitting him like you don't like him? Safiya said, no. Whoever says that, speaking a lie. We'll see when the time of jihad comes, who's ready. We'll see when the time of jihad comes, who's ready. Again, respected friends, there's not proof to now start abusing our children or things like that. It was Safiya's habit. Anyway, Zubair ibn al-Awwam comes. On one occasion, very, very quickly, once there was an altercation between Zubair and someone else in Makkah Mukarramah, Safiya sees a person coming with a broken hand. What happened to you? She didn't know that he was in an altercation with her son, Az-Zubair. So the people told her, oh Safiya, your son broke his hand. She got excited. That time it was the days of Jahiliyyah. She got excited. She said to him, how did you find my son Zubair? Was he simply like some khajur and cheese that was easily digestible? Or do you find him like a falcon swooping down and attacking you? So those are the days of Jahiliyyah. Safiya is standing next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this battle. And now Zubair goes forward. Az-Zubair ibn al-Awwam goes forward. Safiya says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ya Rasulallah, ayuqtalu ibnuk, ayuqtalu ibni? O Nabi Allah, is my child going to be killed? Is my beloved son going to be killed? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, la, bal, ibnuqa yaqtuluhu. Your son is going to kill him. And in a few moments, Az-Zubair ibn al-Awwam dropped Yasir. In a few moments. Anyway, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they managed to penetrate the fortress. The Jews, by this time, they realized, listen, we got nothing. We got nothing to hold us, to defend us. Let us just give in. Let us just give in. Make some agreement. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as we know, his habit was that he was always ready to get into agreements. So the Jews came, they made an agreement. Ya Rasulallah, listen, whatever crop we have, you keep us, you allow us, 50% for you, and the Baytul Mal, and 50% for us. Besides that, all our wealth, etc., you have full access to it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa is happy with this. He makes all the arrangements, the distribution gets done. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa appoints Abdullah bin Rawaha, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that every year you go and you collect this. You collect the spoils of this area of Khaybar, and you bring it back to the Baytul Mal. Abdullah bin Rawaha, radiyallahu anhu, as what we expect from Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was extremely just. He used to go to Khaybar, divide it 50-50, and then give the people a choice. You choose which one you want. Anyway, after this battle of Khaybar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, a lot of wealth came into the Muslim empire. A lot of wealth. And we go back to that promise, وَفَتْحًا قَرِيبًا وَمَغَانِمَ كَثِيرَةً يَأْخُذُونَهَا. This will be the spoils of war which will come to you. Thereafter, very, very soon after, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to an agreement to the people of Fadak, also Jews. When they heard how Sahaba radiallahu anhum attacked the fortresses of Khaybar, and they realized we don't have any chance against them, they say, Ya Rasulallah, we'll just enter into agreement with you. We'll enter into agreement with you. Soon after this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Umratul Qadha, and the following year, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered into Makkah Mukarramah. This time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered as a fatih. He was the conqueror of Makkah Mukarramah. People were coming by the hundreds accepting Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Makkah Mukarramah back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba. All this comes back to that time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was promised, وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. What is the lesson that you and I can take, respected friends and elders? Sometimes things don't happen immediately. Umar radiallahu anhu, at that time, he said, Ya Rasulallah, let's leave everything, let's walk into Makkah. We don't need to listen to them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, take it easy. Take it easy. وَفَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. Soon a victory will come to you. Soon a victory will come to you. And we find that happening around us today, respected friends and elders. Throughout the world, it seems just one issue, like the issue of Gaza, is carrying on and on and on, and it's not stopping. But respected friends and elders, if there's anything that the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, if it is anything that the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum taught us, is that وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who make effort for us, we will open the roads for them. Whether that opening of the road is now, or in 2 years, or in 10 years, or in 15 years, Allah knows best. Every single outward defeat for us, every single body we see lying in Gaza, every single child we see being an orphan in Gaza, one day will be a fathan qariba for us. And we take inspiration from these incidents, respected friends and elders, that the ummat, this ummat of ours, is not an ummat that needs to feel shy in front of others. Sometimes we suffer from an inferiority complex that, you know, certain people like this and they advancing and things like that. Respected friends and elders,
our ummah is rich with heritage.
The turath of this ummah is absolutely valuable. Which other ummah can claim a person like Ali ibn Abi Talib? Which other ummah can claim a person like Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam? Respected friends and elders, in this time, when our children and our family and our entire community is a target of the plots and plans of kuffar, it is time for us to go back to the original sources, to our Quran, our ahadith, our lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and from them do we learn our lessons. From them do we learn our lessons. The day and night of Sahaba, the day and night of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is our true success. That is our true success. This one example, respected friends and elders, from the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba, it has many lessons. Like that, the entire seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is full of these type of lessons. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us love of Sahaba, love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, understanding of deen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease all the difficulties of our brothers, our sisters throughout the world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.